How relevant is your experience at 189 with that very pro-Irish crowd there? How relevant is that for you going into this fight in Dublin this weekend?
It's very good experience. You know, I've handled a very pro-Irish crowd. I've handled and I feel like I handled it well. You know, I honestly thought they were going to be so much louder. Like, I thought they were going to, like, scream at me and, like, throw cans at the state. Like, you know, like, I thought they were going to go nuts. But, like, you know, it was just, like, they want their hometown boy to win, and I understand that, and you know, it's just part of the sport. They're gonna root against me, and I'm fine with it.
You're quite happy to be the bad guy.
I want to say the bad guy.
In the eyes of the Irish fans,
Think they would love me after I came into their hometown and performed for them and tried to entertain them. And you should love me.
How does that make you feel though, mentally, kind of going into a fight knowing that, you know, the majority of the crowd are going to be against you?
It's something like I just make my peace with. I try to not let it get to me. I might play to it a little bit, but at the end of the day, you can't let the crowd influence you too much. Like, it's just part of the sport is they're either gonna boo you or cheer for you, but you shouldn't let it get to your head too much. It's just not smart.
And I don't know if this has probably been asked this a million times, but what was that first reaction when you heard about the co-main, and then obviously going into being the main event now?
It was like the same reaction twice. I was ecstatic for like 20 minutes, and then after, like, I kind of like got my bearings back, like took a deep breath, you know, looked at the situation. I was like, okay, well, same fight, so let's go out there and let's get this done.
So you don't feel any different?
No, not really. I mean, I'm happy. I guess I'm happier.
Did you pick up the suit pre-main event or post-main event?
Oh, this is pre-main event. I was always going to come out here and dress like this. You know, I got to look slick, man. This has been a tradition from when I fought in Australia. My manager took me out, and I got my first suit, and I ended up winning. So I was like, all right, okay, well, I can't, you know. We're pretty superstitious. You know, fighters are pretty superstitious. So I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm going to have to get a suit now every fight.
Nice. Did you pick it up here in Ireland? Or?
Yeah, I got it here in Ireland. It's like an Italian suit or something. I was pretty happy with it.
Looks pretty tailored. It looks like a real deal.
I feel pretty sexy, man. I feel like I look good.
So how are you finding Dublin then so far? I saw a little video of you and one of your teammates.
Yeah, we're enjoying it, you know. We just thought it was funny, like, our girlfriends are kind of teasing us and stuff, like, oh, you guys get to be out there in Ireland enjoying Europe. It's like, yeah, this is kind of funny if you think about it. Might be a little bit too close, friends. We're close friends. It'd be a little too close.
So how are you finding it? What do you think of Europe?
I'm having a blast out here. It's amazing. There's, like, a lot of stuff here, like, I'm pretty sure you guys take for granted that, like, I haven't really seen before. Like, just the roads, like the cobblestone roads and stuff, like, I've never seen that before, and like, I was amazed by it. I was like walking on it, trying to like play with it. It's pretty cool out here. There's a lot of stuff, old buildings, like, I haven't really seen buildings like this before. It's pretty awesome.
So when did you arrive here in Dublin?
I've been here since Thursday afternoon.
Okay. And you adjusting okay, then you seemed obviously very relaxed, very happy.
Yeah, I'm adjusting pretty well. I'm kind of messing with my sleep schedule because of the main event, co-main and stuff. Like, working on my peak hours and whatnot. But yeah, I'm adjusting well. I've been here for a while. Hawaii's like the other side of the world, like legitimately the other side of the world. There's like I think you guys are 11 hours ahead of us, so yeah. I came out here early knowing that I would have to work on my sleep schedule. From what I understand, Patty was the people's main event coming into this fight. Nothing's changed. Now the people's main event is the real main event, so you guys should still come out and support your boy, you know what I mean?
What did you think of Patty as an opponent?
He's interesting. I always thought, like, he was a good challenge just because he's like the only guy in the division I know of that's taller than me. So it's like, to really be a champion, you have to be able to beat all styles, and this is like the one opportunity I'm going to get to beat someone like taller than me.
So how have you been preparing for him and his style of fighting?
I've been sparring with taller fighters. I've been sparring with like Max Holloway, a couple other guys from our gym, real lanky strikers. Yeah, we've been putting in the work.
Has Max Holloway given you any wise words?
He's been taunting me during practice. I'm not sure if it's something that happened to him when he fought, but he's been taunting me and like trying to get into my head like mid sparring, and it's pretty funny.
Is he trying to prepare you, maybe?
Yeah, I think he thinks that Patty's gonna try and like talk to me when we're fighting. He's gonna try and get in my head like mid fight. So you know, we've been preparing for that.
So how have you been taking it?
It took a while to adjust at first, because when someone's taunting you and like telling you like, "What, come hit me," it's like, "Okay, I'm gonna come hit you." So like at first it was getting to me, but I think I've got it figured out now.
He's doing like a Nick Diaz impersonation.
Yeah, like when like the Nick Diaz thing. Yeah, like what come hit me like that.
No, he's up to them.
So how did you see the fight unfolding?
I'm gonna try and pressure him and break him. Hopefully, get a finish, either knock him out or submit him. Could come a bunch of different ways. I always look for the finish in all of my fights. I'm always trying to get a finish. So I'm not exactly sure what's gonna happen, but I'm pretty sure it's gonna be wild. It's gonna be interesting.
What round are you predicting?
First, sure.
You said something interesting. You said that you're behind schedule. I mean, did you came into the UFC thinking I'll be a champion in a year?
Yeah, that was probably a little bit of like the naiveness of me, the like naiveness of youth. I thought I was like the man coming in. I was undefeated. I thought I was like God's gift to MMA or whatever. I thought I was the next John Jones, but I was wrong, man. But still, it's good to have high goals. You know, it's good to set your sights high. You know, I might not get exactly what I want, but you know, if I can get close, you know, it'll be good.
Oh, no, I was just gonna say. I mean, obviously, the champion of your division is a pretty solid fighter. I mean, nobody's been able to figure him out yet, at least at flyweight. What do you see when you look at the champ?
I see speed. I see a lot of switching stances. I see speed. I see what he does is he enters well and then exits. Like, he doesn't just plan his attack, he plans his exit also. So that's kind of interesting and would probably need to be addressed. But yeah.
How far away do you think you are realistically from being in a position to challenge him?
2 to 3 years minimum.
Is that been tough to realize that? Like, you came in.
Yeah, that hurts me. That hurts me. That hurts.
But I guess, I mean, a situation like this, you gotta feel like, man, this could really advance things along.
Yeah, it really could, but it really could advance me. But I still need to take out ranked guys. I still need to fight ranked guys. You know, I've fought one ranked person, and that's not really warranting a title shot yet. I don't know anybody.